Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But one thing that's a positive is, as the Yankees start to get people back, they got Stanton back. Is that they got Didi back at shortstop, and he joins us now. Yankee shortstop, Didi Gregorius. Didi, welcome. How are you?
Good, man. How are you guys?
Good. How's everything? Didi, how do you feel about coming back? Being back? You feel comfortable? Everything's good?
Yeah, everything's good. I feel really comfortable.
Take me through the time off, Didi. You know, you made it back really fast. What was the key to you to get back as fast as you did?
The key?
Yeah, I mean, you got back really fast. I mean, was there any reason why you were able to get heal as fast as you did and get back as fast as you did? We thought you might be out to August.
Well, that's the thing. You can never know how somebody feels until, you know, gets the time. So, I mean, I always told him I was feeling good right after surgery, and then I was strong after I came out, and, you know, just do all the exercises every day instead of taking no days off, and then just try to be myself and relax and just get ready when I come back.
No pain, anything? Everything's been good since you've been back?
Yes, everything's been good.
You know, you came back, got a couple of hits the first game, you hit a home in the first weekend, so it didn't take you long to get your timing back.
Well, it's not completely there because I'm still needing, like, on some pitches, but it's still a work in progress.
How about overall? How about offense, defense, everything? How long do you think it takes to get back and feel like you're yourself?
No, I am myself. I feel myself already, but everything's good.
What do you think about this year? What about jumping back in with the new team, some new faces? What do you think about the team this year?
I mean, we have a really great team. I mean, I think I never doubted that. Like, even with all the injuries, I know that we have guys in the system that can still do the work whenever they get a chance to play. And that's what showed up. You know, all the guys got hurt, and then all the guys came up and do their job. And most of them are still here.
And, you know, how about getting used to new people on the infield? Is that something where having a different guy at third base or maybe having somebody different at second another time, does it take you a little while to get used to having somebody different next to you?
No, because, I mean, that's why we got BP. We talked to BP about all that stuff. So during the game, it should happen naturally. You don't have to worry about it at all.
So it really, because you're doing a lot of shuffling on the infield this year. You know, I mean, you know, you're moving Urshela in, you're moving LeMahieu around. So you're doing a lot of shuffling more than you have in the past on the infield with these guys defensively.
I'm doing a lot of shuffling?
No, the team is doing shuffling. They're moving players around. Yeah, you know, you got LeMahieu. He's playing some third. He's playing some second. You got, obviously, Urshela, who hasn't been there before. So you got some new faces that you haven't played with before.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like I say, you know, in BP, we talk about all that stuff that guys are playing different positions, talk about, like, where they like the throws and all that stuff. So, I mean, the position that everybody gets changes because we got a lot of infielders, so I think that's one of the things.
We're talking with Didi Gregorius, who's back, and do you feel – like, the Yankees have talked about resting guys a lot this year, Didi, giving guys a day off, moving guys around the infield. Are you comfortable with that, or would you rather be in there every day?
I'd rather be in there every day. I already had, like, 60 days off because I've been on a DL for so long, so I think I don't really need days off anymore.
And,
but it's up to them. You know, it's up to them. They were the one making the lineup, so there ain't much I can say anyway after that.
No, but I just wondered if you feel, you know, there's this new thought process where they feel like guys play better when they get a day off a week. Is that something you think helps you at all, or is it you don't really need it?
That, I don't know. I've never tried it, so we're about to find out to see how it goes.
All right. So, everything else good? I mean, how do you feel about, you know, you were out a long time this year. How was it? What was it like being out as long as you were? How was it? Was it tough sitting around doing nothing, or what was it like?
I sat around, but I do a lot of stuff because I was rehabbing. So I was focusing on the rehab and do what I can do to try to get back as soon as I can and be healthy all the time.
Did you follow?
That's one thing I was focusing on.
could you follow the team very well day to day? Were you able to follow the team every day while you were doing it?
I only watched like 2 games, I think.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
You don't like watching that much or no?
No, I don't like watching baseball games. Only play.
All right, well, you're doing a heck of a job with that. Well, listen, it's good to have you back. Obviously, we should have a fun season here. You know, with you in the middle of the lineup, it should be very good. So it's they wanted me to mention Hope Week this week. What's today on Hope Week? Do you know what today is?
What today was? Yeah, we had a runway at Klein Field with all the kids that are battling cancer with cancer and all that stuff, and they were walking the runway in the nice dress, and it was pretty cool. It's pretty cool, like cool time, you know, hanging out with them and talking to them, and you know, to see how strong they are. It's strong little kids.
Well, listen, it's a good idea, a very good charity. You guys do a good job with that every week. Good to see you back. Thanks for a couple of minutes. Appreciate it, Didi.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.